Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
You know what I think I'm going to do then? Just for the hell of it.
Tell me.
I'm going to take this right foot, and I'm going to whop you on that side of your face. And you want to know something? There's not a damn thing you're going to be able to do about it.
Really?
Really?
There is a lot to get to, but I'm the person to get to it all. So you covered there. It's all good. 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Bill is King. And you can email the show Bill is King 7, number 7, at gmail.com. Yeah, there is a lot to get to. Big Ten has started play, and they did not disappoint. No, they did not. All of you snobby Southerners, that would include me, that think they don't play football anywhere else. They actually did play football other places outside of the South. Now, they play it inside the South, too, and we're proud of that. No, 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 we're very proud of that. But other teams on the field for the first time beginning Friday night. We've got to get to all of that. Now, remember, on Mondays, we do not guest it up at all. That is a strictly enforced rule. We don't do it. It's just you and me hanging out in the huge arena of ideas. Yeah, that's a fun day. We're about to embark on it right here, right now. Where should I where do you think I ought to start? Yeah, we had some bad officiating in the Auburn-Ole Miss game. Do you think Birmingham? Now, Birmingham has always been, right, Alabama's buddy, meaning the SEC office. But Auburn's getting all the breaks right now. They got another one on Saturday in the Ole Miss game. The ending of the IU game with Penn State is, now I don't know, I have looked at that replay. The quarterback, the IU quarterback, who's stretching out as IU goes for two in overtime to win it. And yeah, Tom Allen will get the first balls of steel in hour number three. He didn't have to do that there. Could have just tied it and gone to another overtime. No, let's win it right here. And felt like he had the momentum. And you know what? It worked. Whether you agree with the ending and the call there on the scoreboard, it says it worked. He's reaching out. And it looks like the ball might have hit the ground out of bounds. A lot of people are saying it did. Hit the pylon, and the point of the ball was over the invisible plane there. Now, at what point did it get over the plane? The original call was score, two-point conversion. So, in that case, you'd have to have indisputable evidence to overturn. And they deemed that it was not. It had to be conclusive, right? And they deemed it wasn't conclusive, which I agree with that part of it. The original play is a tough one, but I frankly thought he scored. I'm not overly confident about it, but that was my lean right there. You may disagree. You may disagree, but that game, that was anticipated as a game that had a possible upset angle to it. IU and Penn State at IU in Bloomington, and it happened. That was the play of the day. Of all the plays in college football, that was the main play of the day, and it happened at a basketball school. That's right. Coach Allen's done a very good job, though. That is a stable, solid football program, knocking off Penn State and screwing up this Saturday, which is the Ohio State-Penn State game. Yeah. Week two, this Saturday, is the Bucks and the Knits in Happy Valley. Penn State's already got a loss. Looked like they had the game in command, too. But they've already got a loss. Yeah, the probability of them losing down the stretch was minuscule, and it still happened. Somehow still happened. Michigan and Minnesota. I thought that would be a very tight game with Minnesota having a chance to win. Did not happen. Michigan dominated that game. Joe Milton, the quarterback out of Florida, looked solid. Looked good. Yeah, they were physical on both sides of the line of scrimmage. Everything was clicking. And a very impressive win for Michigan. I have been saying all non-playing portion of the season. Now, remember, we do not use the term off-season. There is no off-season. So we use playing portion and non-playing portion of the season. All non-playing portion of the season. I felt like Penn State was the biggest threat. If there is a threat to Ohio State, which I don't think there is, but if there's a next biggest threat, I thought it was Penn State. Based on 1 week, it looks like it's Michigan. 1 week is not necessarily the truth serum, the sodium pentothal we're looking for, because each week is a reset. But based on what we witnessed in week one for the Big Ten, Michigan looked like the biggest threat to Ohio State. And again, I don't think anybody's beating them, but Michigan was impressive. Got to give them that. Buckeyes, first series of the game, Nebraska marches down, they score. Oh, wait a minute. What's up with the Buckeyes? Buckeyes dominate. Yeah. Just a little time to get the rust wiped off, if you will, or scraped off. I guess you'd scrape the rust off, right? And Justin Fields looked fantastic. The offense with Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave and Justin Fields and Master Teague and the offensive line and everybody looked good. Looked excellent in that Nebraska game. Nebraska, year three under Frosty. And again, not that I expect them to be beating Ohio State. I don't. But they're far from being ready for prime time still. They may have a pretty good year. I think they are improved, but not ready for that moment. Not ready for the mighty Buckeyes. Not at all. Buckeyes look very, very worthy of playoff participation. One game, but look very worthy. On Friday night, Wisconsin played Illinois and won in solid fashion. Their quarterback, Graham Mertz, young, what is he, redshirt freshman, looked excellent too. He was a guy in recruiting that various teams, lots of teams wanted, and he played well in that game. Wisconsin looked good. Not necessarily the road grading running team that we're used to. Two tights, a fullback, a tailback, boom. That wasn't necessarily the strength. They threw the ball. Now, they have their culture and their style, but they threw the ball, and they threw it very effectively, and they won. Now, here's the story, though. On Sunday, it's revealed that quarterback, Graham Mertz, tested positive for COVID-19. They're either running another test, meaning on Sunday or today. I'm not sure where that's at to verify it. The school, at least at the moment, is not acknowledging the story. At least the specificity of who it is, Graham Mertz. Here's the other item. According to the Big Ten protocol that they released before the first game, a couple of weeks ago, whenever it was. If this is indeed the case, which it sounds like it is, unless it was a false positive, he's out at least 3 weeks. He's out at least 21 days. That is their protocol. The other quarterback who was starting, Jack Cohn, is out with a foot injury and don't know when he's going to be back either. He was actually the starter. I don't know how. He's not better than Graham Mertz. But nonetheless, that is a huge story right there regarding Wisconsin and Mertz. What's going to happen there? Rutgers, speaking of Jim, up in Ramsey, Rutgers looked very good in the Greg Schiano debut. I guess that would be the re-debut for Schiano. The Sparty's a big mess. They are an absolute colossal mess. Rutgers took care of business in that bowl game. Purdue beating Iowa. Northwestern beating Maryland. What's up with Maryland, man? I mean, we know they're typically... either they'll excite you and then totally disappoint you, or they'll just disappoint you from the beginning. That's where we're at with them. Northwestern just crushed them. Congrats to Coach Fitz there in that matchup. In that matchup. Boy. A ton to get to. Down here in the South, Alabama traveled up to Rocky Top, and the game was never much of a matchup. Jarrett Garen turnover. Now, you think the name is Garantano. Jarrett Garen turnover really didn't play bad. He just didn't have enough weaponry. Year three, Jeremy Pruitt says year three, despite what you saw, we're closing the gap somewhat. He said that. I don't see it. A huge story from that game. Yes, Alabama dominated. That is what you would expect out of them in that game. But a big story is Jalen Waddle, first play of the game, kickoff return, busted ankle, going to be out, needs surgery, done. Next time you see him will be on Sunday. The most explosive player, the biggest home run hitter, not size-wise, but the best home run hitter in college football is out and won't be seen again. First play of the game. That is a shame. Now, they're fine. They've got Smitty at receiver. They've got Mechie. Slade Bolden is a very good player. You'll see him emerge from this, too. They'll be okay, but there is no replacing Jalen Waddle. There are a lot of good receivers in college football, yes. None that has the elite speed of Waddle. Waddle is the, as I mentioned, the best home run hitter in college football. And he's out. That's sad news. I don't like that. That is very sad news. Yeah, the Auburn-Ole Miss game. Ole Miss kicks off to Auburn. This is the second half. The ball is bouncing. It's one of those bouncers, right? Looks like it barely grazed the finger of the Auburn player. Goes in the end zone. Ole Miss recovers it. They say, no, 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 touchback. And they didn't even review it. Well, they review everything, but they didn't stop and go back through it. Auburn now has luckily, meaning with luck, won the Ole Miss game. the Arkansas game, which was another just inexplicable moment, and the Kentucky game. Birmingham must have had a meeting, y'all, and said, you know what, Alabama doesn't need us anymore. We're in the tank for Auburn now. That's got to be what's going on. There's no other explanation for what's happening right now in inside the SEC. Finley looked good for LSU. We'll get into that. Louisville, Florida State. Florida State not able to hang in that game. I was hoping they could. Weren't able to hang in that bowl game. And, request, Bill, I know we need to break, but here's a question that I noticed. Lake Norman Buckeye. Bill, what happened with the Eyes of Texas? Texas and Baylor played. Texas won. Says, Bill, I haven't heard how it went after the Baylor game. We'll, we'll get into that, too. Yeah, when talking about Texas now, everybody, it's not what's on the field. It's, hey, what happened after the game when it was time to sing Eyes of Texas? Yeah, what went down there, Bill? That's all like stats, how the quarterbacks played, who looked good, who didn't. Whatever on that. Eyes of Texas, what happened when it was time to sing a song, Bill? That is, I'm telling you. That's what people want to know, I guess. Yeah, we'll get into all that. Coming right back. Got to get the first break in here. Oh, just getting started. Bowls of Steel, hour number 3, Omni Nashville Hotel.
What if I told you a small-time coach rose through the ranks to build an empire in Oxford? What if I told you God had his heart, but the devil had his phone? ESPC 30 for 30 presents When Hugh Freezes Over.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase out here where you pretty much would expect this time of the morning, down 65 here through Madison. Still working with that wreck with injuries at 4th and Church Street, 3800 block of Murfreesboro Pike on the scene of an accident at that location. Bell Road at Zelda. That one did have some injuries from earlier. That should be cleared up. Celebrate autumn at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest now through November 1st. You better hurry. Check it out. Obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
For the ones working tirelessly to keep their coworkers safe. For the ones rising to new challenges. For the ones rebuilding stronger than before. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, safety recovery guides, and 24/7 support. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The NFL is back, and the NFL app has you covered.
Woo! Let's go!
So get ready for football all season long and just tap into the NFL app.
Yeah! Time to go to work!
For free live local games.
End zone, caught!
For free live primetime games.
Unbelievable!
For free news and highlights.
Takes off! He's in!
The official app of the NFL has you covered. Download to your mobile device by visiting nfl.com/mobile or your app store. Certain restrictions and data rates may apply.
Want to talk to you about the folks at Doobie Orthopedics, and I know that you're going to sit there and go, Plaz, what do you know about that? And the truth of it is, not much until about a year ago, right about now. I ended up with some really bad shoulder and neck problems, and I had no idea where to turn. A friend of mine suggested Doobie Orthopedics, and you know what? That friend was dead on right. I find out now they've got over 30,000 customers. There's a reason for that. They are really good at what they do. I ended up choosing the Hermitage location, but they have locations all over town. Frist Boulevard was where I was, with a phone number of 391-4545. I got the individual one-on-one attention that I needed. They set up a plan, and you know what? The plan worked to perfection. I highly recommend Doobie Orthopedics.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
To former Tennessee Titans head coach Jeff Fisher.
Bud wouldn't pay to have a divider put up in the trailer to where we could divide up offense and defense. So we would send the offense next door. Oh, by the way, they shared a building with a pediatrician and a daycare. So
live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
America's first home for college football talk is the Bill King Show.
It was like, you know, grandma beat up dad at the dinner table and just no one wanted to acknowledge that it happened.
All right, but before I get to calls, and there's so much to review, and I haven't gotten to a lot of it. From Lake Norman Buckeye. I was so into the game Saturday when I was monitoring the Texas-Baylor game. I wasn't even thinking about Eyes of Texas at the end. But here's what I understand. The band said we're not going to participate, and they didn't. So the song was blaring through the speakers in the stadium. And the players stayed on the field with fans, and I think some participated, but they stayed on the field. For Eyes of Texas. That's my understanding of what went down. Now, again, I know it's controversial and everybody's got their thoughts on that, but because previous games, the players were leaving. And then they had a meeting, the president, the AD, and everything, and said, we expect you to be on the field for this. And they weren't. Yeah, they were. Now, again, how many people were actually singing and how many just stood there? And I don't know. I don't have the meticulous info because I wasn't thinking about it for whatever reason. Just so many games going on. My brain was just game to game, man. Each game. What's going on? And that's once I get into a Saturday, I literally go into zombie mode. With games. I just transitioned one to the next, man. It's a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful feeling. The zombie mode is a beautiful feeling. It's not bad. It's not a negative. So, yes, the Eyes of Texas song was played. The band, which said we will not participate, didn't. Players did stay after the game for the song. That's all I know, but it doesn't change the controversy at all. I'll equip a Bob. I figured he'd be getting in early today. Penn State, IU game. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Bill. I wanted to call, congratulate all the IU fans and my buddy over in Chicago, Jeff.
Yeah.
Man, I know it's been tough. It's been a tough run for you guys. I mean, you know, 2 out of 23 years. So you got your second win, and congratulations. You guys earned it. And you deserved it. And Bill, you know, you got to spare me on this call at the end of the game. I mean, that's not why we lost that game. Bill, we had 2 interceptions, lost fumble, 3 missed field goals, 10 penalties, missed blocking. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And but I really, Bill, I really have to take issue with James Franklin at the end of regulation time. You know, I know in his press conference after, he implied that they talked about it on the sidelines and, you know, they practiced this, you know, the fall down, not the score. But I'm not putting the ball in the hands of a third string running back who's a true sophomore. I mean, you have an experienced quarterback. He's taking the snap, and I'm telling him, you run around in the backfield and you fall down if anyone gets near you. And you try to bleed as much of that clock off as you can, because at that point of the game, IU was very limited with their offense. They couldn't solve Penn State's defense. They weren't moving the ball. I think they only had at that point something like 111, 120 yards, total yards in the game, passing and rushing. So I'm going to make them, if I can't milk the clock to zero, then I'm going to make them march the length of the field against my defense with maybe under 15 seconds left in the game. So, and we've seen this before from James Franklin, Bill, this game management failures. It's one after it. Every season he pulls one of them. So, I give a no balls of steel today. Well, first off, I'm giving my very first balls of steel to IU, to Tom Allen. I thought they had an excellent game plan. They stretched us out. They milked the clock. They had a very good game plan. And I'm giving an absolute no balls of steel to Penn State and James Franklin because, look, we weren't prepared, obviously, when you make that many mistakes. I think we were out-coached. I didn't think we used our speed to an advantage against Indiana. And I think our pass routes were lackluster at best. Bill, we've watched this 7- and 8-man zone be used effectively across college football this year. And Indiana played something very similar to that. They were in their 4-2-5, but they were, covering the wideouts with man, a combination of man zone. But Penn State was bunching their receivers together, and they're all running fly routes and or partial fly routes. They're all in the same area, making themselves very hard or very easy to cover. So I give a no balls of steel to Penn State and their coaching staff, but I do want to congratulate IU fans. You beat us, and, forget the call at the end of the game. That's all I got to say, Bill.
All right, Bob. Appreciate it. Yeah, the probability down the stretch of Penn State losing that game was like less than 1% or something. That's tough. Now, I can tell you right now, Vandy will take James Franklin back. He won't come back. He ain't coming back to the 615. He already knows how deadly that would be. But they take it back. Vanderbilt fans that I know, the six that are left, they take it back for sure. Bayou Bryant checking in. Bill, is TJ Finley your surprise player of the week from LSU? Well, I mean, we were told and followed him in recruiting. But a true freshman? I thought he and Joe Milton played very well. I think that's a tie there between Finley and Milton for debuts. I don't know if either's a surprise. I mean, because both we always have known have talent. They're both big. Both of them are 6'5 plus and, 250-plus pounds. Both are basically built like NFL tight ends out there playing quarterback very effectively. And now Coach O said after the game when the media brought it up, and not critiquing the media here because it's a legit question, what are you going to do at quarterback when Miles Brennan is ready? And he said Miles Brennan is our starting quarterback. Because there may be a media controversy, but there's not one here at LSU. Miles Brennan is the quarterback. I don't think Miles Brennan has the upside that Finley has, but Finley's a true freshman. That will work out however it's going to work out, but I liked what I saw. Now, I got to remember now, I tweeted this Saturday night. Every week is a reset. You've got to look at it that way. What you saw the previous Saturday may or may not be what you see the next Saturday. Now, I expect Alabama, Ohio State. Clemson was a little sluggish for a while against Syracuse. Nothing to worry about. I expect those to continue. But for the most part, everybody is in reset mode. You've got to be careful with the next Saturday. So if you are euphoric right now, that's fine. But temper it a little bit. If you are down in the dumps right now, that's fine. But temper that a little bit. There's always a new Saturday. Yeah, there's always the next Saturday. Jim and Ramsey, Bill, can you start the week with Tom Allen? Yes, Tom Allen is going to be top of hour three. When we get to Balls of Steel, he's going to be the first recipient. Paragon SC, big Southern Cal fan from Cali, but he lives in New York City. Still not sure, Bill, about the outcome of that IU-Penn State game. Yeah, that replay, I mean, if you go to Twitter, you can see every angle that's thought of on that play at the end. The two-point conversion in overtime. You can see every conceivable angle. I think if you called it good originally, I don't think you can change it based on the angles and the video clips that I saw. I think whatever the original call was in that particular situation is the call that stands. I don't know if it gets reversed. If they called that not a conversion, I don't know. Never know, but. WVB, Bill, the big story is IU. Well, that is a big story for sure. For sure. RW reminded me of a word that we should reinstitute on the show. And that is the Wisconsin style of play originated by RW, Neanderball. I love that term. Neanderball. Now, again, not necessarily their style Friday night against Illinois because they were throwing it effectively. They've always thrown it effectively, but the smash mouth lineup run right at people wasn't necessarily their strength. Might not be this year. It typically, culturally, is for Whiskey. And here's a tweet from RW Bill. Whether Mertz plays or not, Wisconsin struggled with their Neanderball DNA Friday. Quite concerning if he's out. Just as concerning if he's in. If the D doesn't honor Neanderball, they'll tee off and blast him. Bucky backs unimpressive, even with Illinois stacked to stop them. Neanderball. I love that term. Yeah, that's a beautiful term. That's what Nebraska should be like. They're not. They're not. They're anything but Neanderball. Nebraska is Chuck and Duck, which should not be their culture. Rod, a Buckeye in Texas. Bill, you heard it here first. Our linebackers will be the death of this team. They fall for every fake. Tight ends run right by them. They can't contain the quarterback. Worst linebacking crew in school history, Bill. Our plan is to score 50 and hope you don't keep up. He's talking about Ohio State. I saw a lot of things I like about the Buckeyes. The quarterback was almost flawless. Justin Fields was just beautiful in that game. Yeah, it really was. Really was. Crazy Charlie, do I need a break right here? I'm getting... Did we ever? Okay. I am so giddy about this last weekend and what's out in front of us. I am so far behind. I literally had no idea. That's how mesmerized I am. We'll make it up. We'll take the break right here. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
On your game. We are right for the fight today. Hold that ball and hit that line. Every Wildcat star will shine. We'll fight, fight, fight for the blue and white as we roll to that gold varsity. Then we'll kick, pass, and run till the battle is won and bring home the victory. While home is the best.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase out here where you pretty much would expect. This time of the morning down 65 here through Madison. Still working with that wreck with injuries at 4th and Church Street. 3800 Blanca Murfreesboro Pike on the scene of an accident at that location. Bell Road at Zelda. That one did have some injuries from earlier. That should be cleared up. Celebrate autumn at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest. Now through November 1st. You better hurry. Check it out. Obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
And now, Floyd Custom Pools is reminding Americans to show support to the brave and honorable men and women who serve our U.S. military. Visit USO.org to locate military care package and see how you can make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Floyd Custom Pools, serving Middle Tennessee with pride since 2008. For installations, remodels, or repairs, turn your backyard into the oasis of your dreams today and call 615-238-5269. Floyd Custom Pools. Also sending special salute to Miss Martina Floyd of the U.S. Navy.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Pennington Distilling Company is a proud sponsor of WNSR's Pickin' with the Pickers with Greg Pogue and John Burton. Pickers Vodka, Pickers Unplugged Seltzers, and canned cocktails are all available and made right here in Nashville, along with the award-winning Davidson Reserve line of whiskeys and Whisper Creek, Tennessee Sippin' Cream. Learn more by touring the distillery in the nation's neighborhood, by following Pennington Distilling Company on social media, or online at PenningtonDistillingCo.com.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. Gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction. 615-844-5600.
Dane, Kevin, Starboy, call in, give me some comments on that ass whipping on Saturday. We'll see you. Cosby, you too, son. We busted that window. We didn't break it. We busted that window. See you, babe.
Yeah, UK lost to Missouri. Ouch. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Also, Notre Dame dominated at Pitt. I thought that'd be a tight game. Wasn't. It was total annihilation, total domination. Clark Lee is the defensive coordinator for Notre Dame. He's from here. Actually, went to Belmont to play baseball, which is where the debates were the other night. Then transferred to Vanderbilt to play football. Clark Lee. He played high school ball here from Montgomery Bell Academy, MBA. That's where he's from. He is a big-name defensive coordinator. Just got his chance a couple of years ago at Notre Dame. And, boy, is he coaching the hell out of that group. Now, again, not that they're going to be perfect, but he'll be a head coach. I don't know when. Because of the environment we're in, but he will be a HC at some point in the future, relatively near future, and that was a nice win. Now, here's the deal, folks. You know, we have these games circled before the season ever starts. Georgia-Alabama game, didn't turn out much of a game second half. Penn State-Ohio State, that's this Saturday. Penn State's already got a loss. And then next Saturday, it's Clemson-Notre Dame. No. A week from this Saturday coming up. They've got Georgia Tech at Bobby Dodd. Notre Dame does. And then the next Saturday, it's Clemson in South Bend. Circle that one, too. Now, Clemson will be a pretty solid favorite in that one. But, again, that's one of those games you do circle before the season even gets, meaning the playing portion of the season even gets started. Scott is next up in OKC. Hello, Scott.
Quick observation, Bill, then I talk about my Sooners. But, yeah, it seems to me like the Tennessee Volunteers are the SEC's version of Texas. They're always back. This year, they're back.
Well.
Anyway, what's that?
They share the UT thing and all that, too, so it's convenient. It works.
Yeah, I'm just wondering who gets fired first, Herman or Les Miles, but we'll see. If Oklahoma State beats them next week, I think Herman's big time on the top hot seat. But talk about my Sooners. I really like the game plan that they put on against TCU, and I hope they stick to that. A more conservative style of play, which seems to fit this team more than the run and gun of the last few years. I didn't know if you got to catch any of that game or not, but the Sooners they were in control of that game from start to finish, and I like that conservative style of play, and I hope they stick to it. And I just wonder what you thought about that.
That's an interesting observation, and I believe that is an effort to relieve the defense of the stress of games that are way up into the 40s and maybe 50s and everything. It sounds like that might be – now we'll see. I don't know if that's a permanent decision or a game, one-game decision, but it worked. It worked. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it. Like I say, with this team, as young as they are, that might be a good way to approach this season, you know, while they get to learn to play together. So, anyway, leave me on here so I can listen to you for a few minutes.
All right. Scott, appreciate the call. Yeah, appreciate the call. Just reiterate, and I'm running tight here because the last segment ran very long. But a couple of notes on players. Jalen Waddle, first play of the Tennessee game for Alabama. Broken ankle, he's out. He's going to need surgery. And next time you see him, it'll be on Sundays. That's sad. Now, I don't blame him. It's time to go get paid, but an electric player like that is so fun to watch. The most electric individual player with his hands on the ball in college football is out. Jalen Waddle. Sad news. And Graham Mertz, coming off that Friday night Wisconsin QB performance, looked very good in his starting debut for Jack Cohn, who's out with a foot too. Has tested positive, according to reports, for COVID-19. Going to get another test to confirm. If that is indeed confirmed, he's out minimum 3 weeks. That's their protocol, meaning the Big Ten's. I mean, he's out a long time. Much longer than the 10-14-day protocol elsewhere. He's out a very, very long time. I hope that's not the case, but all we know is the news we're reading about right now. That's all we have. I've seen what you've seen. Now, RW or Coach G, you folks that are always attached to Wisconsin, if you have anything additional, send it my way. Put it up so I can be updated on it. But that's sad news. Hate hearing that, too. Okay. Here's what we need to do. We need to get the break because I was running very tardy there. Hour three, remember, Balls of Steel coming up, so hold those off. I've already got Rutgers. Rutgers fans are gleeful today. I don't blame you. Nice W. Nice win at Sparty to get things started for Greg Schiano. And are you? Very, very good way to start everything off. Take the break right here. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Hey, I'm Coach O. I just love my Hummer. I believe the Hummer is the best vehicle on the road. be tough, aggressive, and it represents everything that we want at Ole Miss. I have my Hummer. You need a Hummer. Tell them about it, JoJo.
Mississippi, they are here. The new Rogers Dabbs H3 Hummers are here.
The folks at Rogers Dabbs Hummer are first-team players. Come see them.
Rogers Dabbs and Hummer like nothing else. New H3 starting at just $32,000.
Love it.
Good morning. Watching traffic build pretty good right now out here, right on schedule, actually, as we check out 65 coming up through Brentwood. A wreck 24 eastbound off-ramp at Haywood Lane. We saw that wreck 65 south at Armory. It's very minor. Traffic's on the increase up and down sections of Murfreesboro Pike. There's been a couple of wrecks in the last 15, 20 minutes on Murfreesboro Pike. Celebrate autumn at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest. Now through November 1st, check it out, obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Tennessee Titans upset at home by the Steelers, 27-24. The Steelers were the one-point underdog. They covered the spread by four. The total of 51 was a push this week. The Titans are 4.5-point road favorites at the Cincinnati Bengals, a total 54.5 at Paul Brown Stadium. The Bears and the L.A. Rams meet at SoFi Stadium today. Monday Night Football, L.A. laying 6 points against Nick Foles of the Bears, a total 44. Baseball tomorrow, Game 6 of the World Series. The Dodgers have went away from the title. They're an early $1.40 favorite over the Reds.
For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550-1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. And check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Slight chance of drizzle, high 62. Slight chance of drizzle tonight, low 52. Slight chance of showers tomorrow, high 67. Mostly cloudy with chance of showers tomorrow night, low 52. Chance of showers Wednesday, high 71. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stein.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
Hey, Charlie, Bo Pelini. Hey, don't screw it up next week now.
Quick note, Jim points out, first time since World War II, Army-Navy will be played at West Point. That's right, not being played this year, they announced. Not being played in Philly. Not this year. West Point. That's cool. Yeah, that's cool. Jim probably be at that game. Bob is next up in Madisonville. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bill. How you doing this morning?
Morning, sir.
Hey, if you're Kentucky and you blast Tennessee the week before, you cannot go to Missouri, a team you're supposed to beat, lay an egg like they did.
Yeah, and they put in Joey Gatewood at quarterback. And Stoops had been threatening that, and they tried that too, but they were flat, man. And that was not – I had a Kentucky fan text me and say, that's 3 hours of my life I'll never get back, having to watch that.
We couldn't get the defense off the field. Missouri starts off the second half with a 9-minute drive. They don't score. Kentucky goes 3 and out. Defense is back on the field again.
That's tough. Yeah, it's, you could tell in that game that Kentucky wasn't right.
No, they just pulled a no-show. Maryland, I figured out the trouble with them is unless they change those helmets they wear, they're never going to do anything.
Yeah.
Those are the gosh ugly things I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was Northwestern coach Fitzy, 45-3, whatever. It was just horrible. It wasn't. That was not one that I monitored for long.
And the freshman I was most impressed with was the quarterback from Wisconsin.
Yeah, Graham Mertz is a redshirt, and I don't know if you just checked in, but they've already announced he's tested positive for the virus, so he may be out for 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I heard, but I thought he really looked good. So, tell you what, still enjoying the games and loving the sport, but, man, Kentucky, and now they got to play Georgia.
No, and Georgia will play well in that game. Georgia coming off the Alabama game with a week off a bye Saturday. Georgia will play well. Hey, let me ask you, you're an official up there, a ref. How's that been going at the high school games?
I've got COVID out the last 2 weeks.
Oh, they canceled your game?
Yeah, sure did. Canceled my game. So it's hit or miss. You hope you get to play every Friday. We've already got a couple of teams that have canceled 2 weeks out. And they're not going to play again in the playoffs. So it's up here pretty bad.
I hear you. All right, Bob. Be good, bud.
Hey, y'all take care, man.
Thank you. Couple notes here. Jim Wilco says, Bill, hats off to Army football qualifying for the Independence Bowl before the cancel clowns of the pack, whatever, even place a snap. That's true. That announcement was made. Karen, Bill, the WPS, now that's an acronym for you folks, Woo Pig Suey. The WPS crowd is yapping those snouts, Bill. Aggies will run the ball down their throats all night long. That's coming up, yeah, on Saturday. SEC only had, what, 4 games? Wasn't a big schedule for them. Armageddon, what's up?
Bill, how we doing?
I forgot you were at that, and Wake beat Virginia Tech. How about that? You were there, right?
Correct. Good win for the Deeks.
That was. Yeah, you and your brother flew in there and supported the team.
Got to meet Dave Clawson. Got to meet John Curry.
Oh, you got to meet some dudes, man.
Yes, I did, but the most important thing is, Bill, before the game, you know, Saturday morning on the golf course, the King boys put a whipping on a couple of boys.
Oh, really?
Won a little money, yeah.
Good. It's good
to
hear.
He beat me by 5 strokes, Bill.
Older brother did.
Yeah.
That's a moral victory for you.
He shot 71, I shot 76. I still got a little game, Bill.
You don't even play much either, do you?
I don't. Too busy with business.
Right. I mean, to not pick up the clubs very often and shooting the 70s is pretty doggone good.
All that beating those balls those couple days in Harpeth Hills last week, Bill, helped out.
Oh, practice range. I hear you, man.
By the way, Bill, Big Bro thinks he is going to be in town when commitments happen, so he's going to certainly try to come. He might make an appearance, even if it's only for a few minutes.
Tell him he's welcome. Love to have him.
Music's about to start, Bill.
All right. See you, Armageddon. Yeah, Armageddon, his brother played golf at Wake. In the late 70s, early 80s. And so Clay and his brother, Armageddon, they flew in there to the Hokie game. I thought the Hokies were in that ball game, but the Claw Fence won out in that matchup, in that AC matchup. Hour two. Boy, I tell you what, was that a fast hour? What the heck happened with that hour right there? Wow, that went in a millisecond. Hour two coming up. We'll reset everything and go back through the college football week 8, week 9, and I've already put out my OOP. Yeah, I'll find it. I don't remember what I put. Well, I had Ohio State, Penn State number one. After that, it was kind of tough. It wasn't a clear-cut number two game. The Bucks going to Happy Valley is clearly in the one slot. Penn State kind of messed that up with the loss at IU, but I'll deal with it. Out with three balls of steel. Omni.
That was the case, but you know, I slept on it, and about two, I made a call and said, you know, what Fred want to do.